This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
I don't know what.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are spooky. And I'm joined by my co-host, the BKS in all of podcasting. Of course, that is BKS. And before we get into today's spooky pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. It's Halloween season.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Now, you're a big Thanksgiving guy. That's your favorite holiday. Am I mistaken or am I completely thrown off?
It's up there. It's up there.
What's your favorite? Are you a Christmas guy?
Halloween.
So Halloween is the favorite.
I gotta say, yeah.
All right. I want to take today to kind of like hash through all things Halloween. I want to talk about a recent obsession I've had, albeit not a good one. Or I don't know, honestly. I don't know where we stand on this. But let's start
We're
with
not
that.
Sitting at all. We're sitting.
We are sitting. Speaking of sitting, what I did last Friday, I'll tell you what I did. I sat
last
down.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
He's probably the first person to play that song.
What?
You're probably the first person to play that song this season. Well, you know, as soon as Halloween ends, they're done. It's over.
Well, I went to Costco 2 weeks ago, and they were setting up for Christmas stuff. I'm like, Halloween has yet to come.
They did that in the pet store. I seen that. I was just there this morning, and they have like a little. It's like a little. It's like it spreads. It's like a little rash you get. It starts little in the back, and then it grows all the way till it's.
Oh no! But Costco had it straight out in the middle.
Oh, they were just free balling it. Yeah. But what I did last Friday was I gandered at Disney Plus. I said to myself, I'm paying for this damn service. I got to take advantage, even though I just watched Ahsoka. I'm in the middle of watching Loki. And I'm like, I got to get more bang for my buck. So what did I do? I watched the new Haunted Mansion.
Is that the Goosebumps thing?
No, this is like the Haunted Mansion movie.
All right, I'll let you cook. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll let you cook.
This guy. So there's a ride in Disney World, Disneyland, called the Haunted Mansion.
Well, I've never been to Disney, Kev. Jonathan went to Cali for like 4 times.
I was about to say, he goes to California almost every year, but doesn't go to Disneyland. That's on you. That's not on me. Anyway, I watched it. It was all right. It's whatever, but it spawned this mood I go through where almost every time Halloween rolls around, it started last year, I have to go on a rip and just watch a bunch of horror movies. Before, I really wasn't into them, not because I was scared of them, just because like it wasn't my thing. But now this feeling rolls around and I'm like, all right, time to watch whatever, whenever. So over the weekend, I spent my time watching YouTube videos on how to watch the Conjuring movies. You know, all those scary ghost movies, The Nun, the this, the that. The one movie that scared me for all of eternity was The Nun, because it's just creepy. It's a creepy nun, not about it. It's that and little kids. The little kids in movies, like scary movies, you know it's a bad deal. You know it's bad. You know it's about to go down. Just accept it. Burn the kids, basically, is what I'm saying. But yeah, like Are you a fan of horror movies? Do you watch them? Do you go out of your way to be like, you know what? It's spooky season. Let's just throw on a few.
I want to go out of my way if it's Halloween on a spooky season. Like, if I'm skimming through the... If I'm, like, in a mood, I'd be like, oh, I'm in the mood for a horror movie. Or, like, if I'm back in the day, if I was on my... watching on my cable box and I was going through the channels and I see a horror movie, I'm like, all right, I'll watch it.
I just find they're predictable. Like, there are a few good twists and turns.
I watch the bad horror movies that are predictable.
Yeah, like the old corny, like, horror flicks that are, you know.
I don't know if I told you the story. So, it's the first horror movie I remember as a kid watching. So, I was probably maybe 5 or 6 years old. I had that big box TV, and then on top of that was like the little cart that your parents would put on to give you that elevation thing if they didn't have a TV stand. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh yeah. Class.
So I was home alone watching it. Oh, not home alone. I was unsupervised. I was
there. Saying, you go.
I'm watching this movie, and it was about a kid whose hand gets possessed, and it tries to kill him and his friends and his significant other, and he cuts his hand off. The hand starts running away. They throw the hand in the microwave. That was the scariest movie I've ever seen. You know, I've seen The Nun. I've seen the Halloween movies. All that. And I thought this is the scariest movie. To this day, I was like, it's the scariest movie I've ever seen. It's the one that I saw.
Back hand in the microwave.
What?
Hand in the microwave. Hand scary the microwave. Movie.
I thought that was the scariest movie I ever seen. Turns out, I'm in high school. There's a TA. We're talking about Halloween movies. Talking about scary movies, and I talk about this one. And then she's like, I know the name you're talking about. And she's like, I couldn't remember it. And then I look it up, and I'm like, movie with evil hand. And then I'm like, oh, it's called The Idle Hand. And then she's like, that's not a horror movie. What would you categorize the scary movies?
Like a parody? I know there's a specific word for them, but it's like a parody film.
Yeah, so it was like a parody. It wasn't like a real horror movie. It was like a parody of horror movies.
It made fun of them, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, yeah, that's not a scary movie. And I'm like, I look it up, and it's like Seth Rogen's in it. And you know the fact that Seth Rogen's in it, it's not a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I was like heartbroken. I was like, this movie scarred me as a kid, and to find out this is not even a real horror movie.
Well, also, quick update from our Would You Rather podcast. It definitely didn't come out yet, but we had a debate on what the birdie was called in badminton. It is called a shuttlecock, just saying.
No, but you said cock. You just said
I said cock. It had something to do with cock.
My God.
This is out of context, too, by the way. I just want to add that. So they're going to have to listen to that podcast. But yeah, like, that goes in the same vein as, like, you mentioned them, the scary movies. Back in the day, you always thought, oh, a new scary movie is coming out. You'd think that those movies are what they entail, scary, but they're not. They're funny, like, they make fun of things. And there was the one where they made fun of The Ring, and that movie was always creepy to me because the little girl that crawls out of the well, again, little kids in horror movies are not good. Not good for nobody. But it's those movies, The Grudge, always kind of gets me. It's a little, gets me the heebie-jeebies. We were playing Dead by Daylight, and I believe one of the people we faced was The Grudge, and I didn't want nothing to do with him. I think it was The Grudge, or was it the person from The Ring? She crawled out of a TV.
Oh, The Ring, out of the box?
Yeah. So I guess to lighten the mood now...
Don't lie to the move. Don't do it.
No. Well, I guess it kind of takes the magic away from Halloween a little bit. But now that we're adults, we have disposable, and look at me using like a high-tech term, disposable income.
I would like to say a disposable adult money.
Yeah. No, you know, I like to categorize things, you know, budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we have disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
You go around to the stores and you see all the candy, the Halloween candy strewn about the store in bulk.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? What are we doing? What big bag are we getting? You only get one shot. No mom's spaghetti here.
not mom spaghetti. Sour Patch, the watermelon or the strawberry one?
Ooh, I respect that. I was about to go in on you and flame you for some. You're probably going to say like York peppermint patty, but
you said something great. Milky Way, first of all. All
right, Milky Way is good too.
But I'm like, but I remember there's no one big bag of Milky Ways. There's always the other one with the Twix and all that in it. And I'm not a big fan of Snickers, believe it or not. So I was like, you know what? Sour Patches, big batches, the ones they get from Five Below.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. B-L.
Yeah.
I respect that.
What about you? Are you going to say M&M?
No, even though I've been craving the peanut butter M&Ms or the pretzel ones.
Skittles guy over here all the way.
They're calling my name. Oh, that's another thing, too. It's Skittles. I can only do so many of those. And I've done
before
the...
you taste the rainbow?
Well, speaking of tasting the rainbow... Back in the day, I got the big bag of sour Skittles.
Oh, and I ate tons of rip.
I ate the whole bag, and by the end of the movie, there was a crater on my tongue. It burnt a hole through it. So I stay far away from those. but for my candy of choice, I'm a Reese's guy.
You're a Reese's?
Yeah, clearly. I go the Reese's pumpkin. Like the they get more filling in Halloween and Easter. They give you the eggs and they give you the jack-o'-lanterns with more peanut butter filling. I'm a filling guy. I like the mega stuffed Oreos. Call me crazy, but that's my go-to. I like some stuff in my stuff, if you know what I mean.
Pause.
No pause. Resume that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember when, what year you were, what age you were, I should say, when you stopped trick-or-treating?
Ooh, I can't. I would say fifth or sixth grade. I don't know how old I was.
You stopped at fifth or sixth, really? That's young.
Well, I got lazy.
No, that's not because
I was like, "Hey, walk in. Who do you think this is?
It's not because Kalo was cool and he's like, "Nah, I'm too old for trick or treating.
That's too much work." My neighborhood doesn't give out good candy. You know how like there's that neighborhood you go to that's like out of your neighborhood that gives out.
Yeah, that's
out
what you always do. I never went around my neighborhood.
See, I always stuck to my. That's why I gave up. That's why I put my jersey in the rafters early. I was like, this neighborhood don't got nothing to offer me. So I was like, you know what? It ain't worth it.
I mean, you live in a big neighborhood. You could have just gone down the street. But no, I went. Literally, my house. You see, my house is on the border of two towns. So I had my pickings of which town I wanted to go. There was one year where I went to this person's house and this person threw comic books at me for trick or treating. And another one gave me coins. Like, not money, coins. Like, pennies. So, and the reason why I asked, because I think the last time I actually went trick or treating, I want to say it was 8th grade. Okay. I remember, but, you know, I think it's 8th grade or 9th grade, I want to say. I want to say it's 8th grade. But, the reason why I say this, because New Jersey has a law that no one above the age of 16 could go trick-or-treating.
I kind of respect that.
Want free candy. What do you mean respect that? I want free candy. I want to be 18 and get candy before I go to a Halloween party.
I want to be 27 and get free candy and go out right now and get some.
That's what I'm telling you. People will ask
questions whenever I pull up to their door, and I'll be like, I'm sorry. Like, I just want the free stuff. You know why I'm here.
See, this is why there's an untapped market. We should start a facility that does rent an orphan. You rent an orphan for a day. You take them trick-or-treating. You make them feel loved and wanted, and you just return it. Rent an orphan a day. They're not wanted anyway.
I was going to say, let's one-up this. Create, like, it's essentially a retirement home. But
for orphanage?
You get the adults, and you put them there. And you're like, all right, you live here. It's an apartment complex. That's what it is. And you can just trick-or-treat with adults. And you know what? Hey, here's some shooters. Here's some candy if you want it. I'm just the ideas guy around here. I just make good things. I make quality content. I think there's something to be had here. I know there's something like this that already exists in the world. It's just out there.
It is called a retirement home.
Yeah, so do we rent the old people, or do we just go? We just pull up to their doors and just be like, hey, you know what? I'm here. Let's do this. Get some candy. Now, there used to be like houses in my neighborhood. I guess this is also why I retired from the game early. That took their decorations up to like a whole new level, where one person in the house would be sitting outside in full costume, like sitting still in a chair like a scarecrow, and they'd scare you, and I would avoid those houses. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm good here. I think I've done everything to do, you know. I miss it, but I don't. I'll put it that way. I miss the free stuff. Who doesn't? But then there's also the houses that give you the apple. There's also houses that give you a bag of pretzels. It's like
a house that gives you a condom.
Haven't gotten that. But I did wake up one day. My house is at like a popular intersection in my neighborhood, and our house gets a lot of people, so we give out a lot of candy. I woke up one day, the day after Halloween, and I go downstairs to do my breakfast and everything. It's like midday, and I'm like, you know what? I want a snack.
Midday?
No, like I'm giving you a, like, this is my day. This is my day after Halloween. I get breakfast, and then like, you know what? I want a snack. Like midday, let's get a snack, get some pretzels, get some whatever. And I go to like where my snacks are in the house, the ones I specifically like, and my drawer is empty. I wonder what the heck happened, because I know I stocked that thing, aka my mom did. And I'm like, all right, why don't I have any snacks? Turns out my aunt decided, you know what? We still have trick-or-treaters. We don't have any more candy. We're not going to shut down because it's kind of too early. We're just going to start giving away food in the house. So to fill the requirement, or to fill the need for trick-or-treaters, she just started giving away my food. I was like, hold on. We did not consult. We didn't have a meeting, a team meeting, to be like, hey, you know, do we shut down? Do we give out food? No, she just took it upon herself to give out my food. So maybe that's why I have a little disdain towards trick-or-treating. That's why I left it early.
I mean, that happened later on, though, didn't it? You retired before that and it happened.
No, this happened while I was in the game.
While you're in the game.
While I was in the game. It happened. And I just had I had to pull an audible.
I remember my mom still like calls me a kid if I drink. So she's like, you're 20. This is like even back when I was in high school. You're 20. You're 18 years old. You're not a little kid. Why are you dressing up in college? Why are you dressing up? You're not a little kid. It's like, I'm not the only one. There are other people who are unstable like me still dressing up.
There's people that make a job out of it.
Yeah, like you.
I wish. I wish I had the creativity to be a cosplayer or something like that.
I mean, you're going for the Kratos look. Hopefully next year.
Hopefully. That'd be dope. But I'd order my costume. I'm going to be cheap.
Or you could be Aang.
I got to be a little... No, I can't do that. I'm bald.
You could be Aang's son, the one that Jane Jump John.
Legend of Korra?
What?
in Legend of Korra?
Yeah.
Could
the
do
one
that.
With the oldest one, the one with the beard.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I see.
Who's that guy from Spider-Man that the voice actor? Joe Jordan. I'm saying he's with the actor's name, the guy who does noise paper.
I know exactly who you're talking about. J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, because he voices him.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah. There you go. We can start planning now. We got to plan now.
What?
We got to plan now.
Halloween's like, what, in 2 days?
It's next Tuesday.
No, from when this episode drops, it's 2 days.
2 days.
Oh, well, I'm going as Zoro from One Piece.
Look at you. Is he the guy with the sword in his mouth?
Yeah.
Look at, dude, I tell you, I am anime, as they say.
Hashtag Kalo is anime. See, I was going to go as Hulk Hogan. I was going to trim the beard again and just have the mustache and go into court like that. Be like, you're guilty. I told you this. You're guilty, brother. Turns out Halloween lands on a Tuesday. I don't have court on Tuesday. So I was like, well, I can get rid of the mustache and just have the beard come back again now because that's out the window.
Do you think people pull up to jury duty? Like, if it's Halloween, like, and they love Halloween? Well,
my judge advertised it. He's like, if we have to go on Halloween, you guys can come dressed up in your costumes. I have a fun judge. What do you want from me?
We gotta circle back. I wanna know who pulls up in a costume. I gotta know.
I would. And the judge gave it a green light. I'm like,
too bad it doesn't. Imagine getting set to, like, prison.
What?
Imagine getting set to prison. And then, like, your jury is, like, all dressed up, like the Minions, or...
Oh, no, that's WWE superstars dressed up.
That'd be...
The person who says you're guilty and is the Undertaker...
Cuts a promo.
Your sir, judge, this client will rest in peace. Excuse me? Oh, honestly, wait, and the judge could be Vince. Wait a minute, why is this not a thing?
You gotta pitch it to him. He's got to set it. He set it out. But you know what we will do is release more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
We need to put costumes on.
Of course. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.